Are You OK Ambassador Jess Connell is someone who has experienced the loss of many important people in her life to suicide, including her father and brother. Jess is now passionate about sharing her story with others and promoting the importance of asking the people around us, "Are you OK?" She says meaningful conversations with loved ones have helped her through some very difficult times of grief and loss. We asked her about some of the key aspects of these conversations that she valued the most.
People not judging me was probably the biggest thing. An example is that when I lost my brother, I was single and I was in the dating scene, you know. And little things like this is, you know, you meet someone new and, you know, losing my brother was still very fresh. And you found that a lot of people shone away from it because, you know, I could only imagine that perhaps it was because they didn't really know how to be there for me. They didn't know what to do, what to say. But that's okay if you don't know what to do or what to say. I think the worst thing is being judgmental. So I really took a lot out of people that didn't necessarily feel as though they had to do something or say anything. It was simply just by accepting that, yep, this has happened, and not judging me for it and not judging, you know, those that have taken their lives either.
So why not make today the day you reach out to someone and start a conversation that could change your life? The Are You OK website is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start a conversation with someone you care about. Visit areyouokday.com. For some advice on how to have a conversation with someone who has been bereaved by suicide, you can also visit conversationsmatter.com.au.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.